And it's time for Topic A. And joining us on the line is Jason Keller. Jason is an assistant director with the Illinois Department of Labor. Good morning, Jason. Thanks for coming on with us today.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. I'm happy to join you and appreciate the invite to come speak with you.
Yeah, you bet. And we're going to talk about one of everybody's favorite subjects, money. There's a minimum wage coming down the pike here January 1st for people in lots of states, but here in Illinois. But this is just a step along the way, is it not, ultimately to a $15 minimum wage?
That is correct, yes. Beginning January 1st of 2022, coming up here in about 11 days, the state minimum wage will go up to $12. For most workers, there are a few caveats for tipped workers and for youth workers under the age of 18. But yeah, it does step up each and every year to 2025, and that's on January 1st of each year, up to $15.
Okay. Let me ask this. What responsibilities, if any, do employees have in all of this?
Well, what we ask or remind employees to do is to simply check their pay stubs to make sure that they're being paid the right amount. If they have questions, they should start with their employer, and if there's a dispute there, then they should come to us and we will open an investigation.
Okay, so but employees then, they don't have to fill out a form or go online or do anything like that, but it's good to it's good to be aware, I guess, first and foremost, that it's coming.
That's correct.
As I remember, the last time this happened, it might have even been last year, was there a step up on January 1, 2021?
That is correct, yeah. The law went into effect in 2019, and basically January 1st of 2020 is when the minimum wage went up to $9.25, and then July 1st of 2020, $10, and then January 1st of 2021, $11, and so on.
Okay, Jason Keller, an assistant director with the Illinois Department of Labor, joining us. And I remember a year ago, it was in the news that some employers didn't make the adjustment immediately. In some cases, it may have been through no fault of their own. What resource should employees follow when this, what recourse, I should say, should they follow when this happens?
I'm sorry, I got a little bit of feedback. You asked what should employees do when...
Yeah, if the first pay period of 2022 rolls along, or maybe even the second or the third, not everybody looks at their pay stub, and they realize the adjustment has not been made, what should be their order of operations, I guess, for recourse?
They should always, you know, speak with their employer first and see if there was an honest mistake there that was made. And if there's a discrepancy, then they should approach us and file a complaint form, which is easily found on our website. Once we get the complaint in, we will open up an investigation on behalf of the employee.
Tell us what the website is, if you would.
Yeah, it's www.illinois.gov/IDOL.
Okay. All right. And again, it goes into effect on January 1st. And I'm assuming that should that happen through some kind of oversight, that employees are eligible for that back pay then, yes?
Yes. If the employer is found to be in violation of the act, we will ask them to make the employee whole. Absolutely.
Yeah. So how big a problem was that last year? Were there numbers attached to how effective the change went, or how many complaints there were in 2021?
Yeah, we actually have been looking at some of those numbers. And quite honestly, the number of complaints under minimum wage has gone down in the state since 2019. You know, I don't know that we have a specific reason. We'd like to think it's because we are out there enforcing and informing the public of this law. But it also could be, you know, somewhat pandemic related as well. But we're not certain about that.
Okay, Jason, anything else to add?
No, I just appreciate everyone's compliance with the law. And like I said, feel free to reach out to the department, both employee and employer, if you have any questions.
Jason Keller, an assistant director with the Illinois Department of Labor. Thanks for joining us. Have a Merry Christmas and a great new year.
Yep, same to you. I hope everyone stays safe.